we're taking conservatives to work and liberal progressive Democrats to task for their dysfunctional politics so that we can make Washington livable again. I want to explore what's going on for the impact of the Highway 410 bridge closure over the White River in between Buckley and Enumclaw. And I've got on the line a guest that's going to join us here, Ryan Mensonides from Buckley. He's the co-owner with his wife of Mount Rainier Creamery and Market in Buckley. Ryan, good morning. Thank you for coming on to talk to me and for taking time out of your extra busy schedule now that you've got to double time it with this bridge closure.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate you highlighting our business, but also highlighting the towns of Buckley and Enumclaw.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah.
We need it for sure right now.
Right. There's a lot of connectivity between Buckley and Enumclaw. Probably people getting back and forth to work, amongst other things. But, yeah, the whole Highway 410 bridge closure with this truck that hit the structure, and they've closed it down until they can get everything structurally sound, and that's probably not going to happen until at least Halloween and maybe into early November. So it sounds like the Mount Rainier Creamery and Market ends up doing a lot of back and forth into Enumclaw for all the supplies, for what you're putting out for customers at your ice cream and market store there. So how's this turning things upside down with what you have to do?
Yeah, my wife and I started an organic dairy here on the Enumclaw side about a mile and a half from the bridge in 2012, and we started our own processing plant here in October, ironically, of last year. So we were just about to hit our year mark. It's been going really, really well, better than we anticipated. The communities have really responded well. But yeah, we typically drive about 4.5 minutes with our product from our dairy and processing facility over the bridge to the market, which is the first stoplight, or if you're heading to Enumclaw, the last stoplight before the bridge. Mm-hmm. That has now converted into, depending on if the traffic through Muckleshoot and the construction there is going well,
yeah,
it'll either be an hour to an hour and a half one way. So I figure it's probably added about 10 hours to our work week just hauling product.
And then with that side of the equation, is this impacting customers as well? I mean, if you're having to spend extra time dealing with the detour, I'm guessing your customers, if they are going back and forth between Enumclaw and Buckley, they might not have time to take the pit stop and pull over at the market and the creamery and get something there. What's going on with that part of the equation?
Well, we did a traffic study when we put the building together. It sat vacant for about 20 years, and we had to do a traffic study. And there's about 23 to 24,000 cars that go by a day on a normal open bridge day. right now, it's a ghost town. You can walk across the highway whenever you want. It's actually kind of eerie how quiet it is. But I will say this, my neighbor on the Enumclaw side, Reynolds Trading Post, Doug Reynolds is the owner there. He graciously offered us a spot for some of our fridges so that we can at least have our milk and meat products on that side for our customer. I wouldn't say it's overwhelmingly profitable, but what it does allow us to do is keep the customers that we have on that side in line and have the ability to get our product. And so that's kind of the communities that we're in. When another business owner opens up without a question and is helping us, I would say Enumclaw and Buckley are very unique that way. That's why we love it here. That's why we started a business here. I coach with a gentleman whose wife has a daycare on the Buckley side, and they live in Enumclaw, and she's lost half of her students. And you can just go over and over and over again of what's happening there. But our communities have been awesome. They're coming in. They're buying more stuff, the ones that do come, because they know we're hurting. I've had several customers cry with us.
I can imagine.
Which I don't make light of that. I just mean it. It means that that's the kind of community we're in, which we love. But yeah, we get a lot of people driving to work, coming from the Tahali, Bonnie Lake area, going through to get to Renton, Seattle, Tukwila, wherever it may be. They're now driving the other way, and we're not getting those stops. And like on the weekends with sports, for kids,
right,
we get a tremendous amount of folks,
yeah,
for ice cream and
it's soccer season.
Soccer,
you
milk.
Got the kids go kick the soccer ball around for an hour, and then after the game, hey, let's hit Mount Rainier Creamery and Market and get some ice cream on the drive home, sort of a thing.
Exactly, and we're just missing all that. We're down probably 50% in sales. We'll make it through. God's good. He always takes care of us. But it's a little hard to see that path right now, but we'll be there. And I'm thankful that the governor declared an emergency and got this thing going 7 days a week. I'll take that win with him. I didn't particularly vote for him or agree with a lot of his policies, but he did do well on this one. And so instead of it being, you know, they were saying 2026, we're going to be open before Thanksgiving, which for us is a huge season. Yeah. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, it's incredible to hear you describe that this other company in Enumclaw, Reynolds Trading Post, is stepping up to help you essentially establish what sounds like a satellite office, so that people on the Enumclaw side of the White River can grab what you guys are producing, and then they don't have to make the haul all the way around with the detour, 60 or 90-minute drive to get to the Buckley side of the closed-down bridge. So you were just referencing the situation between Governor Ferguson trying to get the ball rolling on getting this bridge construction, well, I guess not construction so much, but making sure that the bridge is structurally sound and getting it opened as soon as possible. Are you comfortable with this timeline right now?
Well, I'm not comfortable with the timeline, but it's the fastest it's going to be, right?
So yeah, you based on what they're saying?
Yeah, you got to take your win. I will say this. I'm thankful to Reagan Dunn's office, and I'm thankful to Dave Morrell on Pierce County Council side. They really pushed the governor's office, and he responded. I'm also thankful to King 5, Drew Mickelson. He right away came out and did a story with us, and the next day I think that did put a little pressure, and we were able to get an emergency called out. I'm a little disappointed, to be honest with you, with some of our state representatives. We have three Democrats and three Republicans, and of those, only one Republican called me back. And I would challenge those folks in the state positions. They're the ones that make the budgets that the governor then has to, you know, vote on or veto or whatever. But we are not setting enough money aside that's supposed to be set aside for building. And so this bridge is 75 years old. It's at its lifespan.
Yeah, it's at the tail end of its structural life, right?
Yeah, and then I would say, if you didn't know, but they've now closed the Green River Bridge coming over the gorge that comes into Enumclaw for another 2 weeks.
That flaming geyser?
And then Muckleshoot's right along Muckleshoot Reservation there. They're doing construction. So, you know, my business is hurting, but the Enumclaw businesses, particularly restaurants, are really hurting. So for the fans out there of your show, you know, if you got a weekend or got a couple hours, please come up and see those restaurants, because they're hurting even worse than us. It's just, there's no way into Enumclaw other than one route. So if you got time and you're willing to sit through a little traffic, I know we would appreciate it up here.
And I can give people another, it's a longer drive. You would have less traffic, but, you know, you'd be moving probably the whole time. You just would have to take a little extra time to make that drive. But if you get out to Kent Kangley Four Corners, you keep going out towards Ravensdale and then get back in, go towards Lake Retreat. And then wind in from Lake Retreat to the, I think it's the VZ Cumberland Road there that goes north out of Enumclaw. And you can take that VZ Cumberland Road. It'll take you all the way back into Enumclaw by the fairgrounds and Highway 410. And you get in, you can get into Enumclaw that way. You get around the Highway 169 Green River Bridge closure that you just mentioned. But yeah, if people want to step forward and help out businesses in Enumclaw, or just go out Highway 410 and go out towards Buckley, and you'll stop at the White River, but you can visit a place like Mount Rainier Creamery and Market and some of the other businesses there. My recollection is there was a kind of a drive-in burger place along 410 there. Is that place still open?
Yeah, so Wally's a really cool guy that owns it. They're actually directly across the street, and we complement each other quite a bit. When they have a busy day, we have a busy day. When we have a busy day, they have a busy day.
They serve the burgers and fries. You pick them up with ice cream after it's done, right?
That's correct. And I would say Blue Max Meat and Rainier Fresh, they're little markets. They're all right here next to us. We're all kind of rallying together. It's been a really cool experience to see how awesome the community is here. Again, we're still open, all of us. We're all still needing business, and both sides of the river. It's hurting. I equated it. I don't know if you've ever watched the Cars movie, but basically it's like they created the highway and they went around us.
Yeah, right. That's part of the subplot in the Cars animated Pixar movie.
Exactly. Well, and I got four little boys, so that's why.
I have a 17-year-old, and that was a movie that we watched quite a few times when he was in the age range I'm guessing your kids are in.
Yeah, my oldest is 16, and I've got three more boys below him. So, but yeah, we could use as much business as possible. And that drive you were talking about coming through Cumberland there is actually really beautiful.
It really is, and probably this time of the year.
It is.
Good stretch.
Leaves will be changing.
Yep.
So, but yeah, we can definitely all use the help. And like I said, I'm thankful to the two city council or Pierce County councils. Our city did really well too. Our mayor, Jan, who's on his way out, and then Anthony Wright and Chris Gruner from the city council were on it. And governor's office got enough calls and emails with my name and all of us that they finally called back. And so, like I said, I don't agree with all the policies, and I'm definitely not a fan of all the taxes that just got passed, particularly on business. But he did show up, and he did right by us on this one. And so, you know, I want that to be stated that, you know, this one was a win. We got a lot of work on other areas, but this one was a win.
In terms of that, we saw a little bit of foreshadowing about this with the Fairfax Bridge out towards Carbonado and Wilkeson. And that thing was back in March, maybe? Maybe April?
Yeah, we have very good friends, the Simple Goodness Sisters, that have just a wonderful shop and business out there, and they're getting crushed right now.
Yeah. And it's all because the state of Washington can't figure out how to take care of infrastructure that they already have, and they keep putting it off, and they defer the maintenance, and they defer the maintenance, and then it gets to a crisis situation, and they're like, we don't know what to do.
Yeah, and that falls on our state legislatures. I mean, and that falls on our voting public. I mean, we have to vote better people in that are going to do their job. And I'm kind of tired of, well, it's the right or it's the left or it's the Democrats or Republicans. No, you're both failing.
Yeah.
You guys need to do better. We have a tremendous amount of tax dollars going for infrastructure. And I know that bridge in particular, from what I understand, and I could be mistaken, but they were supposed to just have painted it, and they didn't paint it, and it eventually rotted out.
Yep.
So now they're talking $180 million to replace it,
and then you've got
the likelihood of that is pretty low.
And then you've got the timeline to get it all repaired or rebuilt or whatever the process is going to take, because they dragged their feet and they put all this stuff off. And you're absolutely right. The state legislature needs to be held to account. And in short, you know, this is the other part that's so painstaking about this, is that the state is collecting more money than it's ever collected before, and then all of a sudden they go, oh, well, we don't have enough money for this particular bridge, or we put this off or that off, and the state has a very difficult time of taking care of what they already have, but they always want to start and work on something that's brand new rather than taking care of what they already have. One other final question I have is coming up at the end of October, the high school football rivalry game between White River and Enumclaw is happening. It doesn't look like the bridge is going to be open in time for that. That means everyone's going to have to do the detour for that ball game. But that ball game is also a big time for the families to come out and usually go to a place like Mount Rainier Creamery and Market, or you know, some of the other businesses there in Buckley or on the other side of Enumclaw. So it doesn't look like it's going to be open in time for the Hornets versus the Hornets game, does it?
Well, it's called the Battle of the Bridge, ironically.
Yeah, yeah. Rivalry game.
It would be fantastic if it was open. We could definitely do some marketing on that. I'm not sure. I believe, and again, I could be mistaken, but I think there's bonuses for every day that they get done sooner.
Oh.
So I'm hoping that that's capitalism working at its best. I don't know. It would be great if we got open. I know my wife did a really good job of reiterating to the governor over and over again that it would be great to be open for the Battle of the Bridge, which I believe is the last weekend of October.
That's what I saw on the schedule, yeah.
Let's pray that that contractor works his tail off, gets his fat bonus, and we can open that bridge.
Yeah, and I was speaking about this on a different portion of the show earlier. We end up having cost overruns a lot of times with these public work projects, and you're right. Maybe this is one where they overestimate and they're able to get it open right at the beginning of their estimated time to get it back online. But let's hope that's the case for the Highway 410 bridge. Ryan, thank you very much for taking time to come on and talk to me, and I'll keep tabs, and we'll try and follow up as necessary, and if there's anything else we can share with the public to try and help out the businesses in Buckley and Enumclaw, please let us know.
Just let people know we're still here and we're open and we've got some pretty awesome products. And again, Phil, I appreciate you spotlighting our two communities and our business in particular. So thank you for that.
Yeah, given the circumstances, we want to do what we can to help. All right. That's Ryan Mansonides. He's a co-owner along with his wife, Haley, Mount Rainier Creamery and Market on the Buckley side of the White River there and trying to deal with this closure of the Highway 410 bridge. Ryan, good luck. Continued success for you, and nice to hear about the stories of everyone stepping in to assist each other out there between Buckley and Enumclaw.
All right, man. Have a great day.
All right. Hopefully we'll be able to connect soon. All right. There's Ryan. And if you can, you know, take an extra stroll, take an extra drive out towards the Buckley side if you're on the Lake Taps, Bonnie Lake side, maybe Sumner, Puyallup, lower part of the Kent-Auburn Valley. Or if you're up there around Maple Valley, Kent Kangley, Covington, Renton, just drive out 169, then cut off at Four Corners, Kent Kangley, headed out towards Ravensdale, Lake Retreat, and then you can get into Enumclaw on the backside of the VZ Cumberland Road. But it'd make for a fun little drive. It'd be a little bit out of your way, something different. Hobart. Hobart's one of the other areas that'll intersect with Ravensdale if you go the right direction. All righty.